It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yeah, because we like had all of this stuff we had to do in the last little bit where it's like we were just nuts. Like it was just a nuts couple of weeks.
Yeah, let's catch up. Let's chat.
All right. Well, we're already recording, so this will be like the pre thing. So for those of you who haven't figured this out yet, I haven't heard anybody complain, so I don't know who I'm talking to. But if you ever don't like something, just complain, because I definitely will listen.
As I shake Brad my head. Will. I won't.
So just tell us. But the trick is we probably do like most of our pre-stuff there. And yeah. Hold on. I'm going to make sure that I'm actually... Oh, this probably sounds like shit. I don't have my microphone on.
Oh, it actually doesn't sound that bad.
That's the MacBook, in the new MacBook one. But I want to be able to my... Hold on.
All right, now you got a little bit more bass to you.
Yeah, it's the lack of bass. It is the lack of bass.
All about that bass. Bet that bass, no treble. Although now you're quieter, so...
I'm quieter?
Yeah.
I'll turn it up. There we go. How about now?
That's probably a bit better.
Sometimes it's your headphones. You're also like... I've noticed this over the years. You are also kind of deaf.
I am. That, not even kind of. When I moved in with my wife 16 years ago, 17 years ago, whatever it was, she would be in a different room and she was calling out to me and I couldn't hear her. And we were only in a small apartment, but I couldn't hear her. And I actually went for a hearing test and I brought home the paperwork that says he will not hear you if you're talking to him in another room. He has diminished hearing. So yeah, no, I'm 100%.
That's amazing that you that you got that on. Good for you to get that. Does that mean that when like Oliver was sleeping and stuff and you didn't hear it, you didn't get in any trouble?
No, I can't get into trouble. And I've had several tests since then, and same sort of result. And oh, by the way, if you're a Costco member, you get free hearing tests at the Costco Hearing Center.
Oh, cool. I did not know that.
Yeah. One of those little perks.
One of those little random Costco perks. Yeah, Greg, it was... All right, you said you wanted to catch up, so...
Yeah, because we haven't talked, because, I mean, I was out of pocket last week. I was away at a lacrosse tournament in the Valley, and I didn't bring any equipment with me, because the plan was you were going to record a show while you were away, because you were up in Toronto, or in the beautiful metropolis of Kitchener-Waterloo area, the greater Kitchener-Waterloo area, that I think kind of fell apart a little bit, but let's catch up on you. Tell us about your trip your travels.
My trip was great, except for the fact that what ended up happening was I was driving. There's no other way to describe it. So the first day I was supposed to do like learn how to use the tech that was at the college, and I kind of did that by the time we got to like Friday, but I spent the whole day driving. So I literally went back and forth to the airport from past the good old fashioned Kitchener-Waterloo airport to the Toronto airport. And for those of you who don't know, the Toronto airport has two different places you can leave from Pearson. And then you also have the airport that Greg and I flew out of. We're supposed to fly into, but we also flew out of in downtown. So my coworker didn't think about that. And so I had people coming in I was supposed to pick up, but I had no idea until I looked at their flight numbers, whether they were One or two.
They were at the city center, or they were at Pearson, whether it's Terminal 1 or Terminal 3.
Yeah.
Is there most Terminal 2 at Pearson anymore?
No.
I'm so glad
Terminal,
that
we... Terminal 2 was part of near Terminal 1, and it was Air Nova, which for those non-Canadians, Air Nova was our other Canadian airline before WestJet, and it got eaten.
Yep, by Air Canada.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, so Terminal 2 was permanently closed and demolished in 2007, yet we didn't rename Terminal 3.
Nope.
So we have Terminal 1, Terminal 3. That's about right. Yep. Thank you, Toronto.
Thank you, Toronto. So anyways, that was it. I drove back and forth, including a 4:30 in the morning airport run.
So did you actually have to go down to City Center as well?
No, not City Center, but it was mostly just Pearson. But it was still, Greg, like it's still, and I don't know if you've been there. You can't stop.
No.
So I had to literally just loop over and over again.
Yeah.
And then once everybody got in the car, because my coworker was like, oh, there's only 10 minutes between. I'm like, I've done this before. I have to stand there and I cannot stop because security will scream at you.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah, that was not great. Ridiculousness. Anyways, it was fine. It was my job. I got paid for it. I also got this whole week off because I worked in. So my average clock time when I was away was 12 hours.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you used to travel work. You don't work eights when you're away.
No.
You work 12s.
At least. Yes.
Yeah. So I had a 12, a 13, a 14 and a 12.
Yeah. So.
Oh, and a 13, because it worked out that I worked 12 on average. My light day was Sunday coming home. Where I got up at 7 a.m. and I clocked out at 9 when I got picked up at the airport.
Yeah. No, it's a long haul, right?
But it was worth it.
Yeah, no, it's I'm glad that you had a great trip. And I mean, I know you were too busy to see our buddy as Randy and Eric, but.
The one night I was going to go see them, I was up at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And got home, slept through my alarm, got over, started doing tech. And then by the time I was done that day, I looked at my boss and I was like, there was an event at 7 and it was like a student event and I could have gone, but I looked at him and I was like, can I go to bed? And so I went home. I was asleep at 8:30 that night.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I haven't been in bed at 8:30, I think, in my entire life, other than a couple of times I've taken naps at 8:30 for an hour to then wake up with you.
Yeah. Yeah, for the record, that's to record with me. You're not waking up with me, right? Like, let's just not have. That's all we need now is people thinking things.
That audio that just accurate. Got that. I like how you said that really quickly. That audio is getting clipped. Okay, so
okay,
I do. So we're gathered. We're gonna watch wrestling next week tonight, right?
We're going tonight. And I are heading out to watch some wrestling tonight in the pub
at 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, that's the part that sucks. I'm not going to lie. We're going to Beach Bash 2 tonight. Get your Hawaiian shirts out and spend an evening of barbecue food, drinks, friends, and live pro wrestling with SMW Wrestling here at Parkside Pub and Smokehouse.
With its 10-foot ceilings.
With its 10-foot ceilings, yeah. I mean, you definitely are not going to get like the Big Show ladder in there tonight. That's for sure.
You're not going to get anybody jumping off the top rope. I'm not sure how the wrestling ring fits in this place.
I don't know. I'm curious, but I mean, it's good food there. It's been a while since I've been there, but you and I will go and
you're not on solid food though.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
No, I'm on solid food.
Okay.
I'm back on solid food. Oh, don't you worry.
Okay, good. All right, here, Greg. I also have something to show you. I've been working on some things.
Oh, excellent.
Since you don't normally watch our YouTube shorts, that's not a dig. That's just
I was going to say, it depends on what my ability is at the time. Excellent.
Okay, so I'm showing Greg the images. So yeah. This is our first one, Greg. This is our Canadian Mr. Plow shirt. Would you like to read the slogan?
Go ahead.
It's kind of got a Bret Hart motif to it because it's pink.
It looks more red on my screen, I'll be honest with you. It's more of the lumberjack red, but it says we plow harder in Canada.
Yep.
All right, I like it.
Okay, and then we joked about this one last time.
That's
before true. This is before our truth got released.
This is hysterical. You and I haven't chatted. 2 weeks ago, we were saying our truth is a national treasure. Yep. Sunday, he gets released.
Yep.
And then he gets hired back all within the week. And still, our truth is a national treasure.
So it's our truth. It's a cartoon version of our truth saying the truth is a national treasure. And it's our truth holding a torch like he's on the front cover of the National Treasure movie poster.
Yep. Yep. Like that
and
one.
And then based on the fact that he was talking on Sunday or on Monday, here is the other our truth, which is the same kind of is the same our truth animated figure, which is now has no hair.
Yeah. He looks very much like Dwayne Johnson here in this picture.
Well, it's funny because he kind of looks like, except there should be a little bit of hair. I didn't know what he looked like until I saw him tonight. So I made this one before that. And this one is The Truth Has Set Me Free. Yeah. All available at smackdaddies.ca. You can click on our Etsy shop. We have all of these shirts, all Canadians. Like this bottom one, I should have not put the beard on this guy and made it look like Blonde On.
You know, you can always edit it.
I can try. I will. I'm learning Photoshop, so I'll take the beard off and we'll have it. He plows harder.
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah, I'm looking at the shirts that are available right now.
Yep. Although I gotta admit, the Sonic shirt is the one that has sold the most.
The Sonic shirt?
Yeah, the one with Rouge the Bat.
The iHeart Physics one?
Yep.
Okay.
Do you know why that one sold the most? Rouge used to have jiggle physics. If you don't know who Rouge the Bat is, she is a character from Sonic, and her butt and her boobs used to shake in the old Sonic games.
I see. I'm not aware.
So for those who know, it's iHeart jiggle physics.
I see. Very good. Very good.
Maddie has another one that she designed, which is a piece of a breastplate with a picture of Sonic on it, and it says plot armor.
Fair. We got to get you to fix the honorary Canadian ooze because you spelled it with the American way. You forgot the U in honorary.
I know it was intentional.
Was it?
Yeah, because I looked it up and I was like, oh, the U doesn't exist in most other spellings except for. It's us in Britain. Everybody else has gotten rid of the U.
Yeah, that's why I think it would be even better in the Canadian news. But that's some of the gear you've got done up, which is great. So Brad, this is our 200th because we didn't put one out last week unexpectedly. So this is 200 episodes.
And I have to start with an apology for you.
Why?
Because I got the letter back in the mail.
Oh,
yeah. I sent a letter to Triple H weeks ago, like Paul Levesque. I said, dear Paul, we'd like to thank you in advance for returning SmackDown to a 2-hour show in honor of our 200th episode. Yeah. And mm-hmm. when that letter got returned to me while I was away. And so
return
now
I'm to sitting, sender.
Yeah. Cause I must've had the wrong address. I must send to the old WWE headquarters.
Not
the
new one. Yeah.
Probably. So I guess I'll have to send the letter again. And then maybe by the time we get to episode 250, he'll be back down to 2 hours.
Hopefully. One thing we didn't talk about, Brad, before we get into the wrestling is what has happened since last Thursday.
Oh yeah. I got my Switch.
You got your Switch. I got my Switch, but my Switch story is a little bit strange.
Okay, mine's very straightforward. So Best Buy switched over when they heard the strike was coming to Purelator.
Right.
The only weird thing about mine was my damn daughter, and I love her. Miss Big Voice is going to be reading our commercial reads and reading all kinds of things in the near future.
Right.
But Miss Big Voice, she's there. The doorbell rings.
Right. Okay,
so I'm away. I happen to be sitting somewhere waiting for somebody at an airport. So I'm in the designated wait place, which is like 2 kilometers away from the airport.
Of course. So
I'm sitting there. I see it, Greg. And I go, and I text Maddie. Somebody's at the door. And she's like, I was just going to ignore it. I'm like, the switch is coming today.
Why would you ignore the door?
Because she's Maddie.
Yeah.
Anyway, she goes and gets it. And I'm like, she's like, I'll just wait until you get home. I'm like, no, open up the box, make sure the damn thing's in there. So she does. Anyways, we've set ours up. I am 4 or 5 races away from unlocking mirror mode. I've done all the stuff. The game is going to be one of those games that you could play forever, like Mario Kart, because there's stuff to unlock.
Yeah. So we, and you got yours on release day on Thursday, right?
So by 11, by 11 a.m. and it was delivered.
See, that's good. I did not have the same experience. So my experience was I did my pre-order with Amazon.
Uh-oh.
And I was confirmed a Switch, and that's fine and good. And come Wednesday, it hadn't shipped. Come Thursday, it still hadn't shipped.
Uh-oh.
So I was like, what the hell? And then my wife was at the office. I was home. And we subscribed to a local Costco news group on Facebook. And there was a post there saying Costco had, I don't know, 60 Switches or something in their order. And they had them in stock. So this is like 10:15 in the morning. And both myself and my wife have seen this. And she's like, should I run down now on coffee break and go see if I can get one? I'm like, yeah, go for it. So she goes into Costco. She grabs the little piece of cardboard goes to checkout. And the guy in the checkout line, I guess, saw her with the cardboard. And he's like, you're just getting one. She's like, yeah, because you're only allowed one per week with the membership.
Yeah.
And he pulls her over to a special checkout lane and rings her through right away. And she's walking out of the store with Switch in her hand at 10:30 in the morning. And Amazon still hadn't shipped at this point. So I go and cancel my Amazon order because it hasn't done anything. And we had our Switch then ready to rock and roll.
Mario version or regular?
Mario version, of course, the Super Mario Kart. So we played it a little bit on that Thursday night just to set it up and, you know, do the updates, because where we were going, when we were there last year, the room we were in, the Wi-Fi was terrible. Mm. So you couldn't.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You couldn't really even get signal to do anything in it. So we're like, let's go make sure we got all the updates done and you know, download our games and whatever we need to go. So we did that. We played a couple of rounds on Thursday night. Then we boxed it back up and packed it for our trip on Friday. We head down, we play our first game Friday night at like 8. We're done at like 9. It's another half hour till we get to our hotel. So it's about 9:30 on Friday night. And, we've got the Switch set up. So after Oliver grabs a shower and stuff, we end up playing a couple of rounds on the Switch and then kind of head to bed because we had to get up and, you know, do stuff the next day. And then we finished up on Saturday at about 5 or so. So we came back to the hotel and that's all we did all evening, like during Money in the Bank and stuff. That's what I'm doing, is I'm playing Switch. And after we decided at about 9:30 that we probably should, you know, pack up the room because we have to be out early the next morning. So that's
then
when
you turn on Money Bank.
I put my Bluetooth headphones on, and while I'm packing up the room, as I'm getting the women's match at Money in the Bank, and as I'm getting ready to go to bed, that's when I get the spoiler of R-Truth interfering. So it's like, ah, well. But I was like, all I was doing was hopeful, because I knew your plan was to download Money in the Bank and then watch it on your flight home, which I discovered this morning. Did were you able to do that on your flight? No. Is it because you just ran out of time or it wasn't available for download?
It wasn't available for download. It was going to download the it downloaded the old episode.
So that's the exact same. And that's why I was bringing this up now. So Oliver is now doing hockey practice Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. So I'm getting up at 5:45 and heading over to the arena. So last night I watched about the first hour of SmackDown at home, or first 45 minutes. And you were going to download it. And then I was like, okay, when I wake up in the morning, I'll download it and I'll be good to go. And I get up, I woke up at, I don't know, 2 o'clock to go to the washroom. I'm like, all right, I'll quickly grab my iPad, see if it's there so I can set it up to download so I don't forget it at 5:45. And it wasn't there. So it's like, okay, when I got up at 5:45, first thing I did was grab my iPad, start to download it. And it's like, it's still not there. I'm like, okay, I know the arena has Wi-Fi. I guess I'm going to have to watch this off Wi-Fi, or I'm going to have to hotspot it one way or the other so I can finish this show so I can record with you. But yeah, it's, I guess there must be a 12-hour-ish delay or something on them putting the files up for download.
I could have downloaded it. Yeah, but I tried to download it. It must be more than 12 because I tried to download it before I left the university, which would have been that show was over at 11 and we didn't leave the university till 1. So I was trying to download it there because the Wi-Fi was super good. So
yes,
I downloaded, I clicked, I didn't even think about it, Greg. I clicked and it let me download an episode, but it was last year's Money in the Bank. So when I got on the plane, I was like, oh, I'm damn screwed. WestJet sucks. So they make you pay for Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I'm just gonna, no, they don't. Air Canada doesn't. Porter doesn't. It's just WestJet left to Canada.
I thought Air Canada only gave you like texting on Wi-Fi. I don't think they have wide open Wi-Fi.
Oh yeah. Well, that's why I wanted you to fly Porter, because Porter has wide open Wi-Fi. They don't give a crap.
Well, sort of, except if you're flying on the propeller planes who are flying into Billy Bishop, they don't have anything.
Right. They don't have, well, listen, it's I'd rather have nothing than have to pay for crappy Wi-Fi that doesn't do anything.
Yeah, it looks like Air Canada's gone on all their flights now, fast free Wi-Fi for Aeroplan members sponsored by Bell.
Yeah, they upgraded recently because Porter was doing it. And it also gives them an edge over WestJet, because WestJet, screw you, WestJet. Anyways, I had the same problem. I watched when I got home. I got poisoned. So that was the first thing. I forgot to mention that. So I ordered pizza from Domino's because we got back and it was like, I didn't really have very much supper. It was like one of those fancy dinner suppers. So I didn't really have supper. I had like, and I had a sampling. So I was like, okay, I'll order a pizza. And then I'm eating the pizza and I'm like, wait a second. This is good pizza. Where is the, and then I realized, oh no, so I called back over. They comped me my pizza. But at that point, I'm half a pizza in. And I'm like, well, this is going to be bad. I ate gluten pizza for the first time in 4 years.
Oh no.
So I was good but the fortunate thing was I was good until I got home. Monday was not a great day. But other than that, I'm fine, Greg. Like, it was just one of those things. I watched, the one on YouTube first because I was like, oh, I can download the other one. Dang it. I should have watched Money. I was sitting in the hotel, Money in the Bank, but I was like, I have a plan. I'll download. Stupid Netflix, man. Like, anyway.
Yeah, if you've got it there, why do I have to wait?
All right. Well, we've like talked for 20 minutes. I think we should hit the theme song and actually talk about this episode.
All right.
Sports entertainment is Brad, the Dad, and Father Greg, the Smack Daddies.
So, Greg, do you want to talk about wrestling news now before we get into the episode?
No, not really.
We got to do one thing. We got to congratulate Rob Van Dam, who at his age is joining the Daddy Club.
Well, I mean, he'll join the daddy club next year. So, I mean, I was going to wait till next year to actually congratulate him when he's fully there. But yeah, I mean, he's on his way.
He's on his way. I just came. How old is Rob Van Dam?
I don't know. Rob Van Dam is old.
He is like Rob Van Dam age. Here we go. Crack research team. 54. Holy shnikes.
Yeah.
So, OK, so let's just do the basic math. Let's say the kid leaves the house at after high school.
Right.
He's going to be damn near 75 years old before the kid leaves the house.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's... And unless there's a teenage pregnancy, he's not seeing grandkids.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably right. Let's be honest.
Yeah. Okay. So everybody walks in, and Greg, this leads us to recap number one. Hey, Greg, Money in the Bank World's Collide happened.
It did, in fact. Did you watch this show?
I watched everything. And I even rewatched SmackDown last week on 2x speed at one point this week.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Yeah, it was fine. It was weird because I watched it last. So I watched everything out of sequence. Other than, so I got everything done before Raw so I could watch Raw. And then I listened to the Raw Dogs, Eric C. and Randy C and Eric B. I just inverted their names. Dyslexia.
Yeah, that's fine.
Anyways, no, it's not fine. I gotta get that.
We knew who you were talking about. It's fine.
It was a good episode. They did it, and so was the Raw. So was Money in the Bank. So was it was probably the best week WWE has had in a while.
Yeah, it was a good week.
And we continued it tonight. Like, you thought I was going to be grumpy about this. I just assumed Eric did not watch SmackDown because it's on a Friday night. He has better things to do.
I guess so. I mean, I enjoyed SmackDown this week.
It was excellent. Like, we got people walking in. And then we started with John Cena. And he gets booed. And he calls CM Punk out for being a sellout. And going to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, well...
Oh, it's super funny. Let's go, Cena. Cena sucks. Never seen 17. We get the whole routine. And I love how John Cena talks about the Mount Rushmore of wrestling being John Cena, John Cena, John Cena, and John Cena.
Yes, that was funny.
He is into a supervillain era, and John Cena is the greatest of all time. He's manipulated everybody, and he goes through his entire evil plan that he's been planning on for 25 years. I'm like, this is another level.
This is what should have happened after he won.
Yes, 100%. He should have explained everything.
Yes. Yeah. This is a promo that's, you know, a month too late.
It's fine. He's filling in plot holes. At least appreciate the effort by Triple H, even if I don't always agree with it. He's filling in the plot holes.
Yeah.
Sure. So anyways, Cody comes out, he interrupts, he talks about his master plan, and how Cody asks, well, was me beating you part of your master plan? I mean, yeah. And throughout this whole promo, we have John Cena talking a little bit about R-Truth. He's teasing the whole R-Truth involvement for later. And then this becomes the parade of characters. Randy Orton comes out and he talks about how Truth got involved in his match. And he realizes he has to do whatever it takes, including taking out Cody. And he says, or I love you like a brother, but I'll do anything to get my 15th title. And John Cena's in the background, like smiling like a Cheshire cat. Just ha ha ha.
That's right.
And then one of these things is not like the other. One of these things just isn't the same, Greg. Here comes LA Knight. He's the sore thumb of this whole thing. And he's going to win King of the Ring. And I'm like, there is no holy chance in hell. You're not even making it out of your qualifying match, bud.
Yeah, that's where I would kind of, that's where I thought too. So
he is he fourth or fifth on the depth chart on SmackDown?
I don't even know if I would put him that high.
Yeah, because he's definitely behind Cody. He's definitely behind Drew. He's definitely behind Priest. And he's definitely behind Randy. And if we don't count John Cena in the mix, I would say he's in the Nakamura level.
Cena, I mean, Roman Reigns.
Jimmy Uso.
Yeah.
Jacob Fatu, Solo. You're so far down, dude. It's like, sorry, LA Knight. But the highlight of this was Greg Beltham's favorite wrestler arrives. Not R-Truth, but Ron Killings. And you know why, Greg? I know that you were happy about this.
He's a goddamn national treasure.
He is a goddamn national treasure.
Yeah, he is a goddamn national treasure, which, by the way, is in the was in the promo from last night. I clipped you out saying he's a goddamn national treasure and put that in our promo for last night with the shirt that for the national treasure shirt. So, yeah. Greg, you love this. Tell me how much you love this.
I enjoy any time I see R-Truth on my screen. This is the R-Truth beatdown of John Cena as he's walking back.
Oh, yeah. And him losing his mind and getting peeled off John Cena.
Yeah. Dude, and I was like, oh, great. That's a great way to use R-Truth for the night. And I thought that was it. And we were said and done with R-Truth.
30 minutes of this SmackDown was filled up with this promo and the entrances, but it didn't feel like it was 30 minutes.
No, it didn't.
But 30 minutes in, we had Aleister Black and Carmelo Hayes to Randy Orton and LA Knight for our match. And I was like, the only problem with all these matches was that you definitely knew who was winning these matches.
Okay. Can I make a confession at this point?
Sure.
I legitimately thought that these were like singles matches and not fatal four ways when I looked at the bracket. I had no idea. When I saw the graphic on screen with all the verses, I'm like, but that's two different matches. Why is it versus versus versus? I'm like, it didn't make sense to me until I actually saw the match start. And I'm like, oh, it's a four way. This is how all this whole tournament was set, because I didn't watch Raw.
Well, I watched Raw and I saw it and I was like, it makes the matches better. Let's be perfectly frank. Randy Orton versus LA Knight would not have been as good without Aleister Black and Carmelo Hayes in this match.
No, very, very much so.
And definitely for the women's matches, you needed the extra bodies. The bodies, because what happened was the guys who did all the crazy stuff were Aleister Black and Carmelo Hayes, who knew the role. They were not winning these matches, but they were there given the opportunity to show out and show up that these two guys are better than their spots are on this roster.
Right.
So, Orton beats up Melo. I like the beginning right before the commercial where we're about to hit. First, we're going to get LA Knight, who's going to hit his blunt force trauma. Then Randy Orton teases the RKO. And then Aleister Black sneaks in and he almost hits a black mass. And the crowd cheers and everybody's like, yay. There's a dive from Melo to the outside. He gets hit by LA Knight. Melo hits what I now know after watching about the 10 minutes of AW that I watched, the La Mystica, and then his slingshot, which is that spinny thing he does where he comes down and he flapjacks the guy almost into a Gargano escape. He also hits a slingshot leg drop. Dude, Melo is so good, but he is going nowhere on this roster.
100%.
Melo kicks LA Knight right in the head, just smokes him. And I love how at one point LA Knight's going to get dropped on the desk by Randy Orton with his backdrop and he slips out. And instead, he just picks up Melo it's Melo he picks up and he just drops him. I'm like, this is great. This is exactly what I want.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to get that classic superplex, like stack up spot, but it never happened. But they had that. Did you see the camera from the corner for this match?
Yes.
They're in the super, it was very good.
Yeah.
Greg. Yeah. We haven't seen that before, right? Like, I'm not crazy.
I don't think so.
I loved the other good spot was Randy Orton going to hit the double draping DDT and LA Knight grabs him by the back of the neck and hits a neck breaker. And we get, that's your big, like all four guys get hit with one spot. But there was no chance that anything was going to happen except what was going to happen, which Carmelo Hayes sees LA Knight get attacked by Bronson Reed and Bron Breakker. So payback for Monday. And then when Carmelo tries to hit the splash off the top rope, he gets RKO'd onto Aleister Black. And then there's a pin. So it's like, okay, great. Aleister Black gets hit with two finishers at the same time and gets pinned. So he doesn't lose anything. On the other hand, I was only curious about how they were getting to this finish. I wasn't. Yeah.
I think my favorite part of the match, though, was the double draping DDT into the
neck breaker.
That was such a fun spot.
These guys, like, they...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Work their asses off for a great spot.
Yeah.
And whoever booked this show did a really good job. So we got this crazy match, and then we got a promo.
Right.
And then we get another crazy match, and then we get a promo. And it just had this flow to it, like up and down the whole night. Jacob Fatu declares himself America's Most Wanted, and he's here in Lexington.
He was at one point.
He was, well, literally. Okay, so let me recap. During Jacob's entrance, he shows about how he turned on the new bloodline.
Yeah.
So we're probably going to
get back. Talking about anymore. It's, well, like Bruno. They don't use the B word anymore.
No, they don't even have like a name for it anymore. They have a name in the video game. It's like the Counter Bloodline or something like that. It's a stupid name. So Jacob Fatu is like, I'm going to cut all my lines. I'm going to keep it 100. You got a family. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if your family, if you're going to be a snake, you're going to get it. You got to get in where you fit in. And then Solo cuts him off, looking all mafia boss. And he said, listen, next week we're going to meet in the ring. You're either going to apologize or else I'm going to take you out.
Do you hear the beeping behind me?
Nope.
Oh, it's my kid's alarmo going beep, 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 beep for the hour. Top of the hour.
Greg, we're getting new. We're getting another member of the Bloodline next week, right? Have you seen the spoilers?
It was already on. He was already on main event this week.
Yeah, Hikuleo is going to join the Bloodline next week. Which,
sure,
he's Haku's other kid. So once we get the other two brothers who are currently injured back, you can just have the whole family in one faction. Are there any more cousins? Like Samoa Joe really should have stuck around a little bit longer. He could have been another Samoan cousin.
Yeah, the other Samoan named Joe.
The other Samoan named Joe.
Yep.
So Chelsea Green is not there. And I like how they're covering, but let's be honest, her nose is not healed. There's no way she was cleared to wrestle.
No.
And good for her for hanging out in a pool, live tweeting this, and Alba Fire gets in this match.
Yeah, I mean, why would you put her in anyway? Like,
she's not winning.
No. I mean, I'd love to see her win Queen of the Ring because I think that would do amazing for the presidential character that she has right now. As Queen of the Ring, can you imagine the shit that she would pull?
I want her to keep bringing people in too. Apparently she's pitched that she wanted to bring Pretty Deadly in as a member of the cabinet.
Oh, that would be amazing.
I'm down. Just start bringing in everybody. Anybody who's not doing anything on this show, like just have them, even if it's just temporarily, join the cabinet.
Yeah.
So Zelina also comes in and she wants Julia. Sure.
Sure.
We're going to get match number two, which is Jade versus Nia Jax versus Piper Niven versus Meechan in the Queen of the Ring qualifier. I wonder who's winning this match, Greg.
Yeah, this was pretty evident.
This match made me want Piper and Nia Jax to be a tag team.
That would have been interesting. They were very, very much involved together in this match. There's
the new natural disasters.
Oh dear God. Don't give WWE any ideas.
I want them in the same ring gear, basically. So we had Typhoon and Earthquake. One of them can be, let's see. We need like other natural disasters.
A hurricane and tornado.
We've had a hurricane, so we can be tornado and Twister. We can one be Twister because we've also had a Texas tornado. So Twister and climate change.
That only works when you go to Seattle to the climate change arena.
Oh, Greg, Anyways, they did a lot of natural disasters tag team. At one point, Jay gets powerbombed onto Wade Barrett, which cracked me up. I was like, Joe Tessitore's like, oh no, they take it out, Wade. No.
That was a fun spot too.
I love when they hit the double chokeslam too. They just worked really well. But none of this matters, Greg, because at the end of this, Jade hits a jaded on Piper. This match was the worst of, it wasn't a bad match. It was just, this was the worst of the matches just because they needed somebody else who could fly around in this match.
Yeah. I guess I'm just actually shocked that she managed to get Piper in jaded, but sure.
Good for Piper. She obviously leapt. Like you could see Piper did a big leap and Piper yeah. kept her legs locked. So it make it easier to try to take as much weight off of her. So it, yeah. And it was a good jaded. Like it was a really good jaded.
Yeah, it really was.
So good for them. No shocker. Jade's moving on. And this allowed us to build up for Naomi to come out. I like Naomi's promo. So first of all, I'm so happy she won this.
I like Naomi's social media game right now.
Okay, Greg, go ahead.
Because Naomi's social media is enough to make you die laughing right now.
All right, while you look up that, I'll do the quick recap. She did the, she came out, she made, pointed out the fact that last year it was Tiffany who got blasting her in the head with the briefcase and the reason why she didn't win the title. Now the roles are reversed. Tiffany comes out. She tries to cut a promo and I mean, it was a good promo. She basically says, why don't you fight me right now? And she's like, I'm not dumb. I know how this works. I'll attack when it's when you're least expecting it. Nia Jax attacks. And then she was going to cash in because Nia Jax had squished Tiffy. I'm hoping Tiffy's airbags did not pop after getting blasted by Nia Jax. And then Nia Jax blocks the cash in. Sure.
Yep. That's it. That's it.
So this match is going to be great. So Greg, I also told while you're finishing your research, I had a 2.5 minute delay watching this morning because if you stop during a commercial, you can't skip ahead or skip back.
Oh, really?
So I stopped just as the commercial started last night and I got stuck in this 2.5 minute commercial.
Oh no.
Whatever. I just turned on. I was like, oh, looks like I'm using the bathroom before I start. I went back upstairs, came back down. So I could get to the Wyatt Six versus the Motor City Machine Guns. Because earlier in the night, we had, the tag teams decided that the veterans get sacrificed to the Wyatt Six.
Yeah, that was interesting. Like, the veterans are the guys who've only been there for, 6 months?
Yeah, we're Pretty Deadly when we need them. Pretty Deadly should have been the sacrifice.
Yeah. Now, going back to what I was saying about Naomi and, you know, some of the things she's saying on social media, like she's sitting on her briefcase and making remarks, comparing it to riding Big Jim. Hysterical.
She's another one who's working on, she's moved from being annoying to being lovable.
Well, and I mean, it's even the stuff like when R-Truth was released and I think Jade commented and says, oh, you know, I'm so sorry.
It was you and not Naomi. And then Naomi shot back.
Yeah. Like the two of them just going at it on R-Truth post. And I was like, damn, like I'm loving this version of Naomi.
And you can tell that her and Jade and wait until Bianca gets back. The three of them are going to have a lot of fun playing off each other.
I hope so.
So this match, there was a lot of cool stuff in this match. I mean, they basically just beat the hell out of Saban and then they beat the heck out of the other one. And it's like, dude, you killed the Motor City Machine Guns. The Joe Gacy backspring elbow looked awesome. The power bomb where he power bombs Dexter Lumis onto him. Though they tried a high low, that was the only one they botched. And then Lumis hits the leg drop. I hope that's not Lumis's finisher because that's not good for your tailbone.
Right.
But they look great together. And yeah, Bo Dallas has the best gimmick in wrestling because he doesn't have to wrestle.
Yeah. Yep. He just sits there in the chair.
And I hope they win the tag titles. Although I wish they would. I'm sad they got moved from SmackDown to Raw, or from Raw to SmackDown, because Raw is the one division that needs tag teams.
Yeah. Well, who knows what's going to happen next?
Well, it doesn't look like any of the rules apply anyways, because we keep seeing people from both shows on both shows.
That's fair. That's very fair.
John Cena has already had his freak out at Nick Aldis. Now he's in the back looking at Jimmy. He says, I'm going to the ring. I want to talk the truth. And I didn't expect us to get truth. I expected what we got, which was John Cena comes out, starts cutting a promo, and he gets interrupted by CM Punk.
Yes.
And CM Punk says it's a great night to be in Lexington. CM Punk's second home. Do you know that he used to write? This was his indie stomping grounds.
I was not really aware of that, but sure, that makes sense.
And John Cena is tired of being disrespected, but Punk calls him out for that. CM Punk says he's going to try and be like Obi-Wan Kenobi and talk to Darth Vader. And I was like, dude, this is going to be great. Can you hear that? That's my daughter screaming in the background.
No, I didn't hear that.
So we don't hear any of our background noises. That's good. Sure. And John Cena like loses his mind. I don't care about Lexington. I don't care about basketball, and I don't care about horses. It's like he is trying to get canceled. He is 100% trying to be canceled. So CM Punk is trying to cut a real promo. I like how he's like walks through the corner. So like, I'm going to cut a real scathing promo. It's like, dude, this was the most PG Punk I've ever seen. He's PG Punk. He calls him out for, you know, you're being trying to be like me and you're trying to rip off me. I've already taken the title and gone home. And I'm going to sacrifice you to the wrestling gods because you're the GOAT. And ha ha ha, I'm going to sacrifice you to the wrestling gods. CM Punk then talks about the actual greatest of all time, people like Terry Funk, people like Bret Hart. That's, we could tell who his Mount Rushmore was. He like named them off right then and there.
It wasn't John Cena, John Cena, John Cena, and John Cena.
And it was, you notice how Ric Flair and Triple H didn't make that Mount Rushmore? Hulk Hogan did not make that Mount Rushmore. It's like, yee.
As I say, I loved here where CM Punk actually flipped the script and basically says that John Cena is playing him from during the Summer of Punk thing, and he's playing John Cena now. I thought it was great juxtaposition.
And it was a really good explanation. It's just, I didn't think any of his lines were, they were PG. They were PG. Oh. He was PG Punk.
No. This, I love this segment, and this segment gave us our episode title for tonight.
Sure. Go. Okay. Well, let's finish segment.
You want to finish it?
And puts the STFU on John Cena and has to be peeled off him. And Cena did a great job. He limped up the aisle trying to sell the STFU. Sure, Greg, what's the title of this episode? What did you pull out of this?
From this promo is, and two lines from Punk here. So we're calling this episode Spit Roasting and Happy Endings.
Man. Oh, Greg. Greg's shooting fire tonight.
I listened when it came up and I was like, oh, you got to be. I had 7:30 in the morning. Quarter past seven, 7:30 in the morning. And this is the lines that are coming out. And I'm like, oh my God, it just, maybe it hits different at that hour of the morning. I don't know.
Dude, you know what else happened?
What else happened?
We had Alexa Bliss and Charlotte Flair have an interaction teasing the fact that Charlotte can't win anything anymore. They may make me a Charlotte Flair fan by holding off her winning anything for a while.
So, I'm normally, not the hugest fan of Charlotte, but her gear tonight, when they had that interaction in the back, it was amazing and beautiful and
flattering. It was flattering. She has finally found gear that flatters her.
Speaking of flattering, on Monday night, myself, I think I was finishing up Money in the Bank, and we were watching. Was it Money in the Bank? I don't know.
But there's been a lot of wrestling.
Who was in the? Oh, it was the Bailey. It was not Bailey. Who was it? Lyra Valkyria. Becky.
Becky.
It was Becky and Lyra. And my wife just spent the entire match criticizing both their gear and how not flattering it was.
100%.
But this gear on Charlotte, it was gorgeous. I couldn't get over how nice that gear was and didn't make her look like she was, you know.
Yeah.
Things and stuff.
Well, no, it was flattering gear, and it was definitely gear that wasn't going to malfunction either, which is the big thing with Charlotte's gear. Sometimes it malfunctions. Sometimes she wears boy shorts and they don't flatter the fact that like her figure. Yeah.
I'm not even talking about like her in-ring gear. I mean the robe with the gold, you know, it felt very Queen of the Ring-esque. So it felt very appropriate.
Even though she's not winning.
Wow.
Alexa gets in and she gets attacked by Charlotte. And this match starts with Alba and Candace trying to take control. But this whole match is just waiting for either Charlotte or Alexa to take advantage of this. I love how Alexa is the one that got the powerbomb spot in all of these fatal four ways out of all of the people, the double suplex powerbomb spot. The other thing that was cool was Alba Fire kept losing her gear. And at the end of it, she's wearing a Chelsea Green shirt, which I thought was super funny.
Yeah.
There's a whole series in here where they're all hitting natural selections. The only thing I didn't like was early on, Charlotte was going to get hit with Sister Abigail DDT. And for some reason they decided that the other two attacked. It's like, why wouldn't you let her get DDT? Like, why wouldn't you let Alexa do some damage to her? One of the other cool spots was Charlotte had the natural selection on Alexa. And then we get the springboard from Candace, which was awesome. And then a gory special from Alba Fire, who hits that finisher really well. At the end of this, Charlotte has a figure four on Alba Fire, but it's Alexa who sneaks in and hits the Sister Abigail DDT and wins. Hits it on Candace.
Candace.
And so it's like, ha ha ha. I got the pin just before Alba tapped.
So I literally had to rewind and
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Check the tape to see if they pin three and tap at the same time. But the way she was tapping, it was the backside of the leg that the ref couldn't see. So I didn't know if this was going to be a convoluted way to get Charlotte into the next round as well with something in the back.
No, she tapped just after the three.
Just after, but I had to go back and rewatch it just in case because I really didn't know.
Well, I mean, it'll be another PLE without Charlotte. So it's weird.
Yeah.
So, I'm down.
I mean, it's going to Saudi Arabia. I mean, it's not like you're going to get things with very flattering ring gear when you're over there. So,
but the ring gear has come a long way from the, remember when they used to have to wear the big baggy t-shirts?
Yeah.
So I will call this a win. Cody and Punk run into each other. They can't keep avoiding each other forever. Wink, nod. Eventually they're going to wrestle.
Right.
But Greg, this is the part where it's time for a word.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Are you ready for the best or maybe the worst Raw review on the internet? Depends who you ask. But either way, Randy C. and Eric B. have you covered as the Raw Dogs. Catch them every week right here on the Hub for Draw Straws Raw, breaking down all the chaos from Monday Night Raw. And if AEW is more your style, don't miss Shaw and Ashley with a Dynamite Drop, your full AEW recap, dropping fresh every Friday morning right here on the Hub. If you want to support your Smack Daddies in style, then head to smackdaddies.ca and grab the latest t-shirt. Look good. Feel good. Dropkick your wardrobe into next week.
And it's time for the main event. I always like putting that in there just before the main event, Greg. Our main event tonight is Cody versus Andrade versus Shinsuke Nakamura versus Damian Priest in the... How long will it take Cody to win this match? About 20 minutes.
Yep.
So
that's about right.
10 minutes of entrances, 20 minutes left in the show. We start early. And this Andrade does a moonsault to the outside to make the first commercial break. Sure. The story of this match is everybody gets a moment where they're on top, but we're waiting for Cody to eventually come in. And just before the second commercial, we get our first Slim Jim table on SmackDown. And then Cody sets it up and goes through it. He snapped into that table like you do into a Slim Jim.
Oh, yeah.
I know people lost their mind about this. I could give two craps. This was not over the top. It was just funny.
Yeah, I don't care if it's the Slim Jim table, like whatever.
Cody eventually hits a double Cody cutter onto Andrade and Shinsuke, and then one to Priest from the top rope. Nakamura eventually gets the advantage. He teases hitting a Cody cutter. Cody reverses it to the Cody cutter and wins. This was never in doubt, Greg. It was exactly what I wanted. The four biggest stars, the three biggest stars so far, and the fourth one, I'm sure we'll make it on Monday, from both the men's and the women's side, make through these four ways, and we get some really good one-on-one matches leading to Saudi Arabia.
Hopefully.
Well, and the Raw Dogs will be covering all that stuff. And Sean and Ashley have been doing God's work. I don't know if you've noticed, they've had 4-hour shows.
Yeah, I'm scared that, you know, WWE will get the idea and be like, you know what? 3 hours for SmackDown isn't enough.
Yeah, 4.5 with four and a half with an overrun. So that they did overruns on both of those 4-hour shows.
You got to be kidding me. I mean, show doesn't finish till 1 a.m. our time. Like, there's no way in hell I'd be watching that. Sorry.
Not on a Wednesday. Not when I have to go to work.
Right. Like, what are you thinking?
Time for a scoreboard, Greg. It's time for the synopsis.
This is your SmackDown synopsis.
Okay, Greg, we got a lot of wrestling that we had. What do you want to do?
I guess we start from the top.
Sure. Let's go back to the top. Greg, the John Cena segment with Cody and with LA Knight and with Randy Orton. What do you want to, and then with the attack by R-Truth at the end?
I think we can cut this to the R-Truth
part.
That's really where this gets going. I mean, the talking part at the beginning the John Cena part is fine. I think you can cut the Randy Orton, the LA Knight, and the Cody part.
So basically, you just want a superstar. Yeah. Speed run that stuff like you're playing Mario Kart.
That's fair.
Okay, what about the match itself with Randy Orton, LA Knight, Aleister Black, Carmelo Hayes?
Yeah, let's keep that. I like this match.
Yeah, I agree. That was a great match. And poor LA Knight, he's going nowhere fast. He's gonna feud with Randy. He's gonna feud with what, Seth?
I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Okay, this second. So then we have the talking segment in the back, which takes Chelsea out and puts Alba Fire in and Zelina.
Sure. We got the Fatu.
Fatu promo first.
Cut.
Wait, what? Seriously?
I fast forward through this. I'm not watching that.
And then I think you're also cutting the Chelsea Green promo because we don't actually get Chelsea.
No, we're going to keep this. I thought it was a creative way to use it.
Chelsea! Greg, that was absolutely the opposite of what I would have done, but you have the scissors tonight. So Naomi and her promo.
Naomi's promo. First we've got the Queen of the Ring qualifier.
Oh yeah, I am really out of place tonight.
Yeah.
Yes, because we get Nia Jax, Piper Niven. What do you want to do with this whole match?
I enjoyed this match, so yeah, we're going to keep this.
Wow, Greg, you and I are on opposite pages tonight. I just cannot believe you did this.
I liked the Jax and Niven interactions in this match, so that's why I wanted to keep this. I actually enjoyed this last night.
Okay.
I don't believe you happy. He's not happy.
And it's me that's not happy.
Yeah, you're not happy. You're not happy.
Okay, now we go to Naomi. What do you want to do with the Naomi promo?
I like this. So yeah, I think we're gonna keep this.
You are the greatest of all time.
Yep. That I think Naomi is getting well there. What about the tag match, Greg? What do you want to do with our tag team match?
I think we can cut this for time.
Yeah.
You better get in when you fit in.
And this
it was fine, but like I didn't need it on this episode.
The problem is that the tag teams are getting lost right now.
Yeah.
And that's not good because there's a lot of them.
I'm almost wondering whether or not they need to do like a King of the Ring tag team or something too to give them a storyline or something with this. I don't know.
There needs to be something, like whether it's Money in the Bank or they need a gimmick for the tag teams.
They do. They really do.
I've already made the executive decision. Sorry, Jimmy, you got cut. Because we
Big
didn't.
Jim?
Big Jim did not need to be on this.
No.
What about CM Punk John Cena dueling with R-Truth attacking at the end?
Oh, I love this.
I figured you were going to love this. It is definitely the one.
I will beat the ever living hustle loyalty respect right back in your ass.
And he definitely did beat the hustle loyalty respect right back into his ass.
Yep.
Women's other four way, Alexa Bliss, Charlotte Flair, Alba Fire, Candice LeRae.
I like this. There's some creative spots in it, and I particularly like the ending. So, yeah, we'll keep this.
Staring at your championship. Calling it your precious.
I'm just throwing in R-Truth once at this point.
Apparently, because he's a goddamn national treasure.
He's a goddamn national treasure.
He's a goddamn national treasure.
That's right.
Going to keep that one in there forever. Okay, and our main event, Cody Rhodes, Andrade, Shinsuke Nakamura, and Damian Priest.
I think we kind of have to keep this one too.
Yeah, it was fine. Like, overall, this was a great episode of SmackDown. There was stuff. I mean, it's a three-hour show, so there's always going to be too much crap.
Yeah.
And I don't know what else to say other than it was a 3-hour show. The wrestling was good. Most of the promos were good. Yeah. But I don't know who watches this live, and we don't watch it live. I don't, like, how could you watch the show and start before, I'd say, about 10:30?
Yeah, that's kind of the problem, right? Is that it's so long. That 3 hours is a killer. So, I mean, I think that this way of watching maybe an hour before I go to bed and then catch the rest of the morning, I think it's my way to watch, at least for the next little bit.
I think this is how we're watching it until they move back to 2 hours. I have no idea how we would record at midnight anymore.
Yeah, it's rough. I mean, there are times we will, I'm sure. But yeah, right now, please, for the love of all things holy, move back to the 2 hours.
Yeah, like last week.
Yeah, that would have been nice. But we should get out of here because, I mean, I got to see you in like
less than 12 hours.
Less than 12 hours for us to go to wrestling and stay out late. So, yeah.
Well, it's Father's Day tomorrow. We don't have to do anything.
Sure. As I say, I think I've already committed to use my Father's Day gift and cook breakfast in the Blackstone for my wife. So.
Wait, what? I get to skip my Father's Day thing is that I don't think I have to be woken up until about 20 minutes before we go to church and just roll out of bed and go.
I've pre-bought my own Father's Day gift at my wife's direction. So we bought ourselves a 22-inch Blackstone griddle.
Ooh.
And then I went and picked up a metal cabinet shelf type thing for it on the back deck to cook on.
Nice.
So that's all kind of out there. So last night we did smash burgers to try it out, and that was really fun. So I said, well, tomorrow, I knew I had stuff on this morning. I said, tomorrow morning I'll get up and I'll go out and I'll cook up a big breakfast on the griddle and we can try that. So I think that's our plan tomorrow.
I think my plan right now is to edit this podcast. But again, as you heard Ms. Big Voice say, we have lots of other good shows here on the network. Check the Raw Dogs will be back on Monday. This is a rare weekend where we don't have a PLE.
Yeah.
Usually Money in the Bank falls on Father's Day weekend.
I'm okay with it to have been last week.
Yeah. And it's just weird that it's a big, we got a little bit more of a gap now till the next one. And then AEW, don't worry, they'll be back soon with like 12 hours of PLE or PPV. And Sean and Ashley are covering like those 4 hour sample platters. God bless them. Because I'm glad it was them and not me.
Yeah, me too.
And you can hear all those shows here in the hub. And again, there will be a big return coming up very shortly. Once Randy gets through surgery season, we'll be all back and around. And once everybody's well.
Yep, that's fair.
So happy Father's Day to all those who will be celebrating. And we'll be back next week with 3 hours of SmackDown, I think.
Yeah.
Damn it. All right. Bye, guys.
Revolutionary podcast in sports entertainment. Bobby, Peggy, and Brad, the dad bless you all with a lovely tale.